It wasn't long, though, before the boys heard the sound of rushing water once again.
"More rapids?" Matt asked hopefully.
"I don't think so," Chad said. "Look."
The boys looked ahead and saw that, instead of rapids, the sound was caused by the water as it flowed through several clumps of trees that nearly choked off the creek.
"Great. How are we going to get through that?" Dean asked.
"Looks like we'll have to portage," Andrew said.
"Pour what?" Dean asked.
"Portage. It's a French word that means to carry your boat from one body of water to another, or something like that."
"What? You want us to carry our canoes?"
Dean looked down at the water.
"I'm not getting my feet wet."
"Then you'd better make yourself comfortable, because you'll be sitting here until the runoff dies down," Andrew said.
"Yeah, come on, Dean. Don't be such a baby," Matt said. "It's not even up to your knees. Your rubber boots will keep it out." Dean sighed.
"All right,"